from the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. In two local counties, over half the adult population have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine, according to the state's vaccine tracker page. In Albany County, the vaccine rate reached 51.5% April 25th, and in Ulster County, the rate was 50.9%. In Columbia County, 47.2% of adults have received at least one shot. The numbers were 46.3% in Dutchess County, 46.2% in Rensselaer County, and 42% in Greene County. Schoharie and Delaware counties continue to trail with 37.1% and 36% respectively. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. Durham town officials are urging anyone with comments on the pending Cornwallville housing development to submit them directly to them and not to the engineer. Town attorney Tal Rapule raised the subject at a meeting of the Durham Town Board April 20th. Rapule said, and I quote, "We have hired an engineer and they are doing a really, really good job doing their review." The firm, Lamont Engineers of Cobleskill, was selected by the town to examine the document submitted by Bosque Development. The development in question includes a 95-acre subdivision that would include the construction of 12 new high-end homes and a farming operation. The property borders Strong Road to the east and Cornwallville Road to the west. The project was first proposed in December, bringing on an immediate outpouring of opinion from residents, many expressing opposition. In his comments April 20th, Rapulier said some residents have been contacting Lamont directly and said that while public comment is helpful, that feedback must be submitted via the proper channels. Rapulier said calling Lamont, and I quote, "makes the engineer's job more difficult," end quote. But, and I quote, "more importantly," end quote, "comments not made directly to the town will not make it into public record." He said, and I quote, "we need to make sure anything that anybody has to say or thinks is an issue is a part of public record," end quote. The town board has yet to make any decisions on the project, and more presentations as well as public meetings will happen in the coming months. And you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Fire departments throughout Columbia County are looking for new volunteers. The Firemen's Association of the State of New York declared April 24th and 25th as the 11th annual Recruit New York Weekend. FASNY President John Farrell said, and I quote, "After the year we have been through, Recruit New York Weekend can provide people with the opportunity to interact with responders who are dedicated to protecting them," end quote. Fire departments in Columbia and Greene counties that hosted open house events included Churchtown Fire Company, the Valencia Fire Department, the Oak Hill Durham Fire Company, and the Copec Fire Company. Last year, Recruit New York was canceled because of COVID-19. In 2019, more than 600 fire departments statewide held recruitment open houses. Columbia Fire Coordinator George Keeler said, and I quote, "give back and volunteer. It's a great way to support your communities and become part of organizations that are very community-centered. We're neighbors helping neighbors, as the quote goes," end quote. Keeler said recruitment activities are ongoing because departments in the county and statewide can always use more volunteers. Columbia County currently has somewhere between 700 and 800 firefighters. Keeler noted that for a county with a population of approximately 60,000, this is not a large number. Keeler said he remembers when the county had more than 1,000 volunteers, but the number has been on decline in recent years. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting as a part of the Green New Deal for Ulster County Plan. County Executive Pat Ryan announced April 24th that businesses and job seekers can learn more about the program online at gnd.ulstercountyny.gov. The county also released two documentary-style mini-films to promote green economic opportunities. The videos feature Bretta Lones, Nell's leader, who shares why Ulster County is the perfect place for a green business, and Saugerties resident Desiree Lyle, who shares the details of building a green career in Ulster County. Ryan released the Green New Deal plan last week. The report consists of more than 30 goals and targets that make Ulster the first county in New York and among the first in the nation to release a comprehensive Green New Deal plan. Ryan said, and I quote, "As we continue to emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic, laying the foundations for a green, equitable economy is one of the most critical steps we can take to rebuild, realign, and reinvigorate our communities," end quote. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.